So 19 May 2012, this Ellen Dr. Mujib Sir's son house Shubha Bhair Bari Bad Madri Pan.
1311 Dallas, Texas.
Qué difícil, ¿no? Además, el filtro te viene. ¿O hay fecha así?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. I thought it is just a get together of my old students. I didn't think about speaking. Alhamdulillah, Allah has now engaged us in this conversation. I recited 4 verses from the famous chapter of the Quran, Surah number 55. There are 114 surahs. They are very wonderfully marked. 1 is Surah Fatiha, 2 Surah Baqarah, 3 Surah Al-Imran. In the serial, Surah Ar-Rahman is 55. So just before Maghrib prayers, my nephew's name is Ehsan. So I didn't expect to meet him today. He told me Ehsan is coming. I feel like saying don't come, it's a long journey, 40 miles. But he has come to see me. So I remembered a verse from Surah Ar-Rahman. The verse is very well known. Hal jazau li Ehsan illa li Ehsan. Is there any reward for Ehsan except Ehsan? So I opened the Quran and showed him the translation. Is there any reward for good other than good? Hal jazau li Ehsan illa li Ehsan. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of paradise and says, you have got this because you did Ehsan with me, I have done Ehsan with you. He's calling our believing in him, walking, living in the world according to his commands, is an Ehsan we are doing upon him. That is what he says. Hal jazau Ehsan? Is there a return for good? Illa Ehsan? But other than good? So this is Surah Ar-Rahman. The name of the Surah Ar-Rahman means the most merciful, the most gracious. This first word is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is a single word, the most merciful. That is a complete verse. Very few instances are there in the Quran where one single word is a verse. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Second, Allam al-Quran, he taught the Quran. Third verse, Khalaq al-Insan, he created man. Fourth verse, Allamahul Bayan, he taught him clear speech. So the order of the verses, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Allam al-Quran, he taught the Quran, Allah called insan, he created man, Allamahul Bayan, he taught him clear speech. If we were given the task of arranging the verses, we would have arranged it like this. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Khalaq al-Insan, he created man, because first thing is our creation. Second, we don't talk before we are about 2 years old. So third verse should have been Allamahul Bayan, taught him clear speech. Fourth verse should have been Allamahul Quran, taught him the Quran. But that is not the order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the verses. He said, Ar-Rahman, most merciful, Allama al-Quran, he taught the Quran. Therefore, the scholars of Islam say, what is the most important mercy of the most merciful? Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran. He mentions this first. He taught the Quran. Then in the third verse he says, Khalaq al-Insan, he created man. Fourth verse, Allama al-Bayan, taught him clear speech. These are the immediately recognizable ihsans of Allah. So He has done ihsan upon us, that He has created us, that He has given us the ability to speak. The Quran points it out, that your baby speaks at the age of two. Is this an attainment or a bestowal? We generally don't care about this. My baby is 1.5 year old. Another 6 months, inshallah, he will talk. You take it for granted, he will talk. Allah says, this is a blessing of mine that your child talks. Think for a while. So the gift of the Quran is mentioned number one. Most merciful. What is the most important mercy of the most merciful? Allah al-Quran. He taught the Quran. And this way of placing the Quran in the opposition is in the hadith also. There is a famous saying of the Prophet, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is one who learns the Quran and teaches it. Famous saying of the Prophet. خَيْرُكُمْ, best amongst you, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ, who learned the Quran, تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ, who learned the Quran, وَعَلَّمَهُ, and taught it. Another saying of the Prophet. Whenever a companion came afresh in the fold of Islam, the Prophet would ask the older ones, teach him the Quran. Arabic was their mother tongue, but knowing Arabic doesn't mean he will know the Quran. Quran has specific ways to recite it. It has to be learned. You just take an Arab and ask him to recite the Quran, he will not be able to do it. He has to learn it. Therefore, the first thing the Prophet asked, he is your new brother in Islam. Teach him the Quran. And the grading of the companions are always done on the basis of who has learned the Quran to a better degree. And this is a very well-known fact for 1400 years. How is the Imam in a prayer selected? According to his ability to recite the Quran. If you get two persons, one an alim, a scholar, very high grade scholar, another one a simple hafiz, recite the Quran, hafiz the Quran. If the scholar of Islam is not superior to him in reciting, he will not be given the position of Imam. Of course, if both of them stand at the same level, so far as the citation quality is concerned, the alim will be given preference. But fundamentally, the decision who will lead the prayers, the one who can recite the Quran most correctly. Simple. And another thing which you may not know, if there is a person who can recite the Quran very nicely, and there is another whose recitation is far poorer, Salah is void. Do you know this masala? Allahu Akbar. If there is one who can recite the Quran correctly in the Jamaat, and a gentleman who is not correct in recitation, far poor standard, he leads the prayers. The prayer of everyone is void. this masala is not known to people.
But we don't know the Jama'at.
If that is another thing. No. Allah will forgive. There is a verse in the Quran, Kataba, he has written down, Allah upon him, nafsihi, upon himself, Rahmah. Allah has made it upon him a duty to forgive and to show mercy. So there is another thing. There is a famous prayer, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Lord, accept this sitting of ours, accept this conversation of ours, talking, listening. There is a wonderful verse in the Quran. Hawa rabbika innahu lahaqqun misla ma annakum tantiqun. Surah number 51. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, I swear by your Lord. Allah says, wonderful way of swearing. Hawa rabbika, I swear by your Lord. He is addressing the Prophet, but saying, I swear by your Lord. Who is his Lord? He himself. Hawa rabbika, I swear by your Lord. Innahu lahaqqun, certainly that is true. Misla ma annakum tantiqun, as true as you are conversing with each other. Tumra je kotha bolcho eta je rokom dhruva satya, that is similarly most true. Innahu lahaqqun, here who means the day of resurrection. You are returning to new life after death, and the day of reckoning, it is as true as you are talking with each other. I swear by your Lord. Who is the Lord of Muhammad? Allah. I say I have to go show it. Surah number 51, Az-Zariyat, the winnowing winds, the name of the surah. Fa rabbika innahu lahaqqun misla ma annakum tantiqun. I swear by your Lord, certainly that is true. What is the meaning of that? Life after death. Standing before Allah on the day of resurrection. But the disbelievers say, that is the verse of the Quran. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَعْتِينَ السَّاعَ. The disbelievers say, there is nothing called life after death. Allah, how the Quran talks about the disbelievers. There is no life after death. So the Quran presents the criticism, disbelief of the disbelievers. إِنْ يَعِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. This life is the life. We die here, we live here. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. We are not going to be resurrected. There is no life after death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَرَبِّكَ, I swear by your Lord, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, certainly that is true as you are conversing with each other. If you talk over the phone, there is a remote probability, maybe there is a computer-controlled voice talking from the other end. I don't know. The technology is not yet there. She was talking from Dallas. His father talking from Toronto. Today, the technology is not there. Maybe in future, the technology will come here when a voice controlled by a computer will speak from Dallas. Actually, that is not his son. But when you sit like this, there is no mistake. That is the swearing in the Quran. Fawa rabbika, I swear by your Lord, innahu lahaqqun, certainly that is true. What is that? The verses up and down point to the day of resurrection. So the Quran says that is haqq, as true as you are conversing with each other in this room. There can be nothing truer than this. We are not dreaming. We are not talking over a telephone where a computer controlled voice will imitate some of our friends' voice. He says, Misla ma annakum tantiqun, as true as you are speaking with each other in a meeting. That is the Quran. Quran gives information that you have a life after death. Innahu lahaqqun misla ma annakum tantiqun. So the Quran gives a direction of life. What is the purpose of this life? The purpose is clearly stated in the Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man, mankind and jinn except for worshipping me. Next comes, what is the definition of worship? I spend so much of time in the company, TI, I have to work day and night. Islam says you are working for your bread, you are working for earning your livelihood, is worshipping. Provided you meet the two ends, you have said your Fajr Salah, you have said your Zuhur Salah, the long period of 8 hours in the middle. Fantashiru filab, the Quran says, Fantashiru filab, spread in the earth. Wabtahu min fadlillah, seek from the bounties of Allah. Here, fadlillah means earning bread, earning livelihood. This is in Surah Jummah. The Christians and Jews don't like working on Sundays, for that's my day of rest. And the Bible, the word is, on the seventh day God took rest, na'udzubillah. Quran says he didn't take rest. He didn't feel tired. Quran calls a very important quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum la ta'akhuzuhu sinatum wa la nawm. Neither sleep nor slumber touches him. In another surah, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Tiredness did not touch me. Bible says he took rest. Quran says he didn't take rest. He is all along ever constant in his activities. So the Quran tells us what is the duty of a man, duty of mankind. The verse, again in the same surah, 51. The surah in which I quoted the verse, فَوَرَبِّكَ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. I swear by your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, very peculiar way of talking. He is the Lord of Muhammad, He is the Lord of mankind. But He is making a swearing by your Lord, I swear by your Lord. Certainly the meeting of that day is as true as the talking amongst you. So this Quran gives us a direction. What is the purpose of life? Surah Mulk, he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who has created death and life to test you, who is the better in deeds. Now in this Surah Mulk, there are two terms. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ, created death, وَالْحَيَاةَ, created life. Why has he put death before, life afterwards? The scholars of Islam say, in this verse, death means the time of non-existence. We didn't exist. There is a form of death. And life means we are alive here. In another place in Surah Baqarah, he mentions all four. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. How can you disbelieve in Allah? وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You are dead. Dead means your existence was not there. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ, I gave you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ, He will make you die again. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, He will make you alive again. So 4 points are mentioned in Surah Baqarah. In Surah Mulk is only الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. So here the scholars of Islam say, here the two are mentioned. We didn't exist, now we exist. Why this existence? لِيَبُلُوَكُمْ, so that He can test you. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, who amongst you is better in this? وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْأَرْضَ, I have decorated the earth to test you. We forget the life after death because no discussion is there. Quran constantly discusses this. The main point in the Quran is the life after death. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. This verse is described as the last verse of the Quran, Surah Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be careful of the day when you will be brought back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Then every soul will be given back what it earned. مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, they will not be treated unjustly. This point is repeated in the Quran again and again. There are more than 6,000 verses in the Holy Quran. The common practice is saying there are 6,666, but that is not correct. 6,666 verses, no. There are 6,300 something, 6,000 plus. of the 6,000 plus verses, only 300 to 400 speak about the practical activities we have to do. For example, salah, how to say salah. For example, fasting, how to keep fast. Other rules regarding activities. But 6,000 plus verses speak only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qualities, His grace. His grace is mentioned too often. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, He says in Surah Waqiyah. Have you thought about the water that you drink? This is a verse of the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, Have you ever thought about the water that you drink? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ, Do you bring it down from the clouds? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, or am I the bringer? Has America developed a technology to bring down rain from the mature clouds? Artificial rainfall technology? There is so many technologies, the mobile technology, space technology, this technology. But is there the technology to bring down rains when it doesn't rain? The cloud is mature, floating in the sky. When I was in class 10, 1954, a teacher of mine whose son is going to play host, Austin. He was our teacher, his father was our teacher. Shamsul Islami High School teacher. He pointed out, look at this news. I was in class 10, exam was informed. The technology to bring down rains has been discovered, has been developed. If you spray dry ice over the cloud, it will rain. Dry ice means solidified carbon dioxide. But it has remained there for the last 60 years. How far is 54 from 60? 2012. 12 years here, 52 years there. 64 years. 64 years before today, the first experiment to bring down rain was performed. And mankind were very happy. But no further development. Wide-scale rainfall is not possible. So the Quran asks, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, Have you considered the water that you drink? Allah is reminding us of His Ihsan. It is His Ihsan. But in Surah Rahman He calls the other way. He says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, Is there Ihsan? Is there any good other than good? Which means you have believed, you have walked according to the Sunnah of my Prophet, that is the Ihsan you did. Now here is the Ihsan I give you. Jannah, paradise. Surah Rahman. Hal jazaa ul ihsan illa al ihsan. Is there any reward for good? For good means your activities are good. What is the good activity? Ayyukum ahsanu amala. Alladheena amanu wa amilu salihat. Believing and working. Believing is the first one. If a person gets Nobel Prize 3 times, 5 times for his good works, but if he doesn't believe in Allah, in Islamic definition that is not good work at all. But in Islamic definition the first item is Amanu, he must believe, wa amilu salihah, he must do righteous deeds. Now what should he believe? This is given in the very first verse of the Quran. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib, those who believe in ghaib. Ghaib doesn't mean unseen. These are the pillars which Allah has stated in the Quran. First item is Allah, believing in Allah. Second, His angels. Third, His divine books. It includes the Bible, it includes the Torah. Believing that. Not believing in its correctness. They are not in their original shape. But believing that they were revealed to Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus. So these are the items of faith which have been described in the Quran and Hadith. Measure 7. Believing in Allah, believing in His angels, believing in His divine books, believing in His prophets, believing in the last day. 6. Believing in Taqdeer, predestination. This is a very difficult item. Allah knows what is going to happen tomorrow. Nothing happens without His knowledge. He has the power to do everything. He has the power to resist evil, but He doesn't do it. He gives a chance. He gives a command, don't go for evil. But if one goes for evil, He doesn't stop him. He gives him a freedom. But he knows what will happen. This is very important. If he knows what will happen, he knows I am going to steal. Why does he not prevent me? He has given the free will. So this sixth item is a difficult item. He lives in taqdeer, predestination. Seventh, life after death. So these are the seven pillars of Islam. So far as Iman is concerned, there are many auxiliaries, but these are the seven. Amanu, those who have believed, believing in this. If any one of these fundamental seven are rejected, he is not a believer. He believes in Allah, he believes in the books, he believes in the prophets, but he doesn't believe in the angels. The prophet says when people sit like this, it's a formal gathering, angels surround them. If I now say I have done my PhD in IT, PhD in computer engineering, I have PhD and I work for Texas Instruments, we couldn't find the presence of the angels with any instrument. The Quran has stated in the very beginning, these are not subject to discoveries, these are not subject to invention. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Ghaib means what cannot be detected by the five basic senses. The ear, the nose, the throat, the eye, the nose, the tongue and the skin. Five basic organs, sensory organs. All instruments help us through these basic five. If a man is blind, you cannot show him with a microscope. If a man can't hear, you cannot make him hear with a loudspeaker. So these are the five senses. What is beyond the five senses is described by the Quran as Ghaib. So the Quran in the very beginning speaks about two items. Number one, La Raiba Fi. There is no doubt about it. What is the question of doubt? That is described in another verse. Tanzeelul Kitabi La Raiba Fihi Min Rabbil Alameen. This book has been sent by the Lord of the Worlds. That is number one. Number two, Alladhina Yu'minuna Bil Ghaib. Those who believe in this. So this is an item beyond scientific exploration. All inventions, all discoveries are unable to detect the truthfulness of this. There is life after death. But the angels have been sent with the message to the prophets. Therefore, item number two, Allah to His angels, through His prophets. Allah, through His angels, informed His, gave the message to the prophets. What message? We have a life after death. That is why it is said, five pillars of faith, seven pillars of faith, three basic items. What are the three basic items? Tawheed, oneness of Allah. Believing in Allah is not enough. You have to believe He has no partner. Christians say we are monotheistic. Christianity is a monotheism. But they say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Don't they? Trinity. So Islam says you are not believing in Allah the way you should be believed. Believing in Allah just the way the Quraysh believed is not enough. Believing in Allah as the prophets have declared, you have to believe in Him. Bible says He took rest on the seventh day. Quran says He didn't take any rest. You have to believe in Allah as the way the prophets have showed, the Prophet Muhammad has showed. So that is number one, Tawheed. Therefore the three fundamentals of Islam are described as Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat. Tawheed means believing in Allah and His oneness. Prophethood means Risalat. He has sent prophets. Why? To give news about the Akhirah, life after death. Naked eyes see, instruments see nothing. Therefore the disbelievers used to say, what they say is a verse of the Quran. Aiza mitna wa kunna turaba, dhalika rajum bayi. What? When we are dead and we become dust, shall we be made to be alive again? Never. This is never going to happen. Quran Surah Al, Surah Qaf. Direct narration of what the disbelievers used to say. Aiza mitna wa kunna turaba, dhalika rajum bayi. What? When we are dead and we become dust, you say we'll be given life again? Never. This is not going to happen. The quotation of the disbelievers is given in direct narration. Allah gives the reply. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْكُسُ الْعَوْضُ مِنْهُمْ. I very well know what the earth has decreased of their body. وَإِنَّنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. Not only that I know, I have a clear record of what is going on, what we are saying, what we are doing. وَإِنَّنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. The Quran is full of such utterances. These believers say this, these believers, the question is this. You will be astonished to see the verses of the Quran. Surah Furqan, Surah number 25. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again narrates direct narration. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا The disbelievers say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ This is utter lie. This Quran is utter lie. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ إِفْتَرَاهُ He has fabricated it. Okay. You will be giving us the food after Salah? Before Salah. We are finished. So I am again reciting the Quran. This is in Surah number 25, verse number 3 or 4, Surah Furqan. The name of this Surah is Furqan, the criterion. A wonderful verse starts the Surah. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا What is Surah Rahman number 55? And what is the Surah I am referring to? 25. The name is Furqan. Furqan is another name of Quran. Furqan means criterion. Criterion to distinguish between true and truthhood and between truth and falsehood. First verse, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ Here the word is Furqan, not Quran. Blessed is that being, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ has sent this Furqan, criterion, upon his servant, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ Who is the servant? Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا So that he becomes a warner for whole universe. لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا He is not a warner for only Arabs. He is not a warner for the continent Asia. لِلْعَالَمِينَ Alhamdulillah رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ There is the word there. For the worlds. He is a warner for the worlds. In this surah, there is the first verse. Now I am quoting for fourth verse. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا The disbelievers say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ This Quran is utter lie. إِفْكٌ means utter lie. إِفْتَرَاهُ Muhammad has fabricated it. He has written it down. Now he says it is from Allah. Look at the Quran. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ This is utter lie. إِفْتَرَاهُ He has fabricated it. وَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرِينَ He has taken the help of others to fabricate this. وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ They also say stories of the old people. Iqtataba, he has written it down. Another verse, وَقَالُوا And they say, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ What has happened to this man who claims he is a prophet? How can he be a prophet? يَاكُلُ الطَّعَامِ He eats food. وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ He walks in the markets. Three verses, side by side. Putting falsehood upon the Quran, upon the prophet. Again, if you go to the 19th part of the Quran, which is in the surah, first verse, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَانَا لَوْلَا أَنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ Those who do not desire a meeting with us. The wording in the Quran is wonderful. The wording is those who do not desire a meeting with us. We should say those who do not believe in me. Allah said those who do not desire a meeting with us. The scholars say Allah is the being who has given you the existence. He has given you so many blessings. Before you are born, after you have been born, blessings are all around you. You should have desired to meet Him. For how it will be when I meet my Lord, when I meet my Creator, when I meet my Sustainer. Instead of that, you are disbelieving Him. Therefore, the 19th part of the Quran starts with this verse. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَانَ Those who do not desire a meeting with me, say, what do they say? لَوْلَا أَنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ Why don't you see the angels? Let them come before us. You ask the Prophet. You speak about angels? Why don't they come before us? Ridiculing the Prophet. أَوْنَرَى رَبَّنَا Why don't you see Allah? Allah says, لَقَدِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوُوا تُوًا كَبِيرًا I have given them the intelligence. I haven't given them the brain. Now they use it against me. They think they are too great. لَقَدِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ They think themselves to be too great in intelligence and understanding. That is why they now comment against me. The whole Quran is full of such conversations. Allah is putting before the disbelievers' comments and giving a simple reply as if He is talking to a man of the street. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents things in the Quran in a wonderful manner. May Allah give us tawfiq. There is a famous prayer of the Quran. Allahumma arzuqna al-Quran. Famous prayer of the Prophet. Oh Allah, give the Quran as my sustenance. We consider food as a sustenance item. Drink as a sustenance item. The prayer of the Prophet, he says, Allahumma, O Allah, urzuq nil Quran. Urzuq means give us rizq. Give us sustenance. What sustenance? The Quran. Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us tawfiq to study the Quran, recite the Quran, work according to the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina wa akhtana. Both prayers are in the verses of the Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna, O Allah, accept from us this sitting together, this stop talking for a while, this listening for a while. Taqabbal minna, accept this from us. This is from Surah Baqarah, early part. Second, last part of the Surah Baqarah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina wa akhtana. O Lord, don't take actions against us for our mistakes and for our pitfalls. Wonderful prayer taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina, if we forget how akhtana, if we commit mistakes. If we forget and if we commit mistakes, please don't take action against us. He himself is teaching the prayer. رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِيْنَا وَاخْطَانَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
We are
all coming
back here, inshallah.
The food will start after the prayers.
Hi.